Hey y'all, welcome to God's Girls. I'm Evelyn, and today Alexa will be answering the questions we usually ask our guests. If you enjoy this episode, follow us and comment so we can chat with you. We are now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, and Pocket Cast. We started a website for this podcast, which is super cute, and we will link it in this episode's description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com. Remember to share this podcast with your friends if you enjoy it. Now let's jump into our 9th episode. Hey y'all, it's Alexa here, and I'm about to, as Evelyn said, answer the questions we would usually ask our guests. So the first question is, where do you feel closest to God? The place I feel closest to God is probably in my bedroom, because it's where I have the best conversations with him and where I have my quiet time, which in my quiet time, I just read the Bible, highlight, do Bible studies, read Christian books, all of that stuff. And I tend to do that stuff at night in my bed. And then when I'm going to sleep, I'll sometimes just have one of the longest prayers, but it just helps to calm me when I'm talking to him. And before I go to sleep, it's just nice to have a conversation with him. So I just talk to him whenever I can, and it's really a blessing when I can have those conversations. So really, it's just my bedroom. That's where I've always felt closest to God, and specifically in my bed at night. I just can lay there and I just feel so close to him. It's amazing. So the next question is, what is my favorite Christian song and why is it my favorite? So I actually have been learning this one on the keyboard, but it's Who You Say I Am by Hillsong Worship. And the message behind this song is so pure, in my opinion. And it's so reassuring to me, because it's talking about how I'm so imperfect, but he died on the cross for me. And that I'm free because of Jesus. And that's just such a beautiful song. I highly recommend listening to it. It's an incredible song to play, to sing to, just to listen to reminisce in. It's gorgeous. So I love that song. Two pieces. It's amazing. How have I grown in my faith throughout the past year? I've grown through the fact that I've become more vulnerable at school and with my friends. Because at the beginning of the year, I was the quiet and to myself person at school, and have been my whole life. I'm pretty positive. So now I talk a lot more to my friends, especially about Jesus. I just finally broke free from my quietness and actually am expressing my personality. The next question is, what is my favorite Bible verse and what does it mean to me? I've got a different Bible verse that's my favorite depending on what season I'm in my life. So I used to have a different Bible verse that was my favorite compared to now, because right now I'm going through a season where I've got some anxiety going on, and I came across this one in a Bible study I was doing on the Bible app. It's Matthew 6:30, which says, "But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" That was so life-giving to me, because he's talking about here how God clothes the grass, which is so minute compared to the whole picture of creation. If he pays attention to each little blade of grass, then why wouldn't he pay attention to you? And why would you worry about your future if he's got it all planned out? And he points out here, oh, you of little faith, which I have trouble trusting that he's got my life in control, because I can be so controlling that I just don't want to give God the control, even though that makes no sense, and if I'm in control, my life would be in bonkers. It would go crazy. But God is in control, and I need to accept that. And that's what this verse means to me, that God is in control of everything, every little detail. So why wouldn't I just accept that? Why do I have such small faith that I can't accept the fact that God is in control? He is perfect. So he's got the perfect and ultimate plan for me. So I can just trust him and be in his hands and give him my life. So now it's time for me to answer the question we ask all of the guests. How have I seen God working in my life? So this is just relating to the 2019-2020 school year. It was my last year of middle school. Like I was talking about earlier, how I was not vulnerable, I wouldn't talk to people, I was the quiet, to myself kind of person. He has helped me break out of my shell and do more things for his kingdom than I ever thought I would be in the position to do. I've seen him work through this podcast, and I've got a Bible Instagram where I do Bible journaling on. I can try to link it in the description of this episode if y'all want me to. And I would have never dreamt that I would have the guts to start something like this, or something like that Instagram account, or just anything of this sort. But because of God, he's led me to this path, and I'm so thankful that I've been able to start this ministry this way. So he one day brought Avelyn to me, and Avelyn said, my dad just found a way to start this podcast, and I have no idea what I want it to be about, and I just want to start a podcast. You want to do one with me? And I said, yes, sure. Which when I said it, I was like, did I just say yes? Did I seriously just agree to do one of the most crazy things? Seriously, in my eyes, it was pretty crazy. And then we were talking about what it would be about. And I said, how about something to further God's kingdom? Something that would be pleasing to God, that would just be relevant, because some people just need more Jesus right now, since you can't go to church as easily and be in the fellowship and have community. I really wanted to be able to bring the gospel to people. If we were going to do a podcast, I was like, it might as well be one about God. So that's what we decided to do. And we recorded the trailer. It took us like an hour to record the 1 minute trailer that we've got, less than 1 minute. And I remember thinking, this is crazy. What am I doing? And then I went to school the next week to drop off my books because it was the end of the school year. I walked up and one of the teachers came up to me and were like, congratulations on your podcast. It's so incredible. It's like, thank you. How'd you find out? It turns out it had been spread to the staff. It had been put on Facebook, and we have grown so much in the past. We've had this podcast, 2 months? That we actually just hit today 500 plays, which to me is a lot of plays, considering we've only got about 8 episodes. The week we started it, when we hit 35 plays on the first episode we posted, we were so beyond stoked. We had only had 40 people play the podcast before this, and then we just hit 35, and we were so excited. We were like, that's so many people. And now we've grown to so many more people listening to each episode that it's added up to over 500 listens. That's such a blessing, and I'd like to thank y'all for listening to this podcast. I thought I was a crazy person to take on this whole project, but I see now that it's the perfect platform for my personality to get on here and talk about Jesus. Do I have any prayer requests I feel comfortable sharing on the podcast? I just want to pray over safety on the camping trip I'm about to go on with Avelyn and her 2 siblings. Actually, Grace, her big sister, was one of our guests. So I just want safety on that camping trip, because I tend to worry about some of the weirdest things, and I've just kind of been worried about this camping trip, that everything will go well, smoothly, okay, everyone will be safe. And that's my prayer request for this episode. that we will be in the Lord's hands and that he will keep us safe through this camping trip, because I've just kind of been worried about it. So praying over it is definitely a way to help my worry. So let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this day. I pray over our camping trip that you will keep us all safe in your hands, and that I won't worry about it, but that we will all have a great time, and that no one will get hurt, no one will get sick, everyone will stay safe. I pray over our listeners and any prayer requests that they may have. Thank you for everyone listening, and we pray that they will have a blessed day that pleases you in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I had such a fun time being on this podcast. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to it. My social media will be linked in the description of this episode if you want to check it out.
Remember to follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions or prayer requests for us, go to our website and type it in on our Contact Us tab. Email us or DM us on Instagram. Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think. Thank you for listening, and see you next Sunday with a new episode.